Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Liz Harrington joins us, the national GOP spokesperson with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Liz, welcome in. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, Liz, I think I saw somewhere you or several people with the GOP saying that, yeah, Joe Biden's poses, usually up until now, as a moderate liberal Democrat. But in this campaign, very early on, he has signed off to increasingly radical positions.
Absolutely. I mean, he's flip-flopped on pretty much every decision. He supported the Hyde Amendment for decades, claiming that, oh, he's personally pro-choice, but he would never force voters of conscience to pay for abortion. And yet he's confronted by one far-left activist on the campaign trail, and he completely flops all over the place. And now he supports taxpayer-funded abortion with no limits. That's just one example. And he's signed on for $3 trillion in tax hikes. He's calling for a climate, quote, revolution. He's joining the same crusade for government-run health care, saying it's not a question of if we get to single payer, it's just a question of when, by using a quote-unquote public option, which was literally designed by its creator, Jacob Hacker, a professor at Yale, to get rid of the private health insurance industry. So this notion, this idea, oh, and by the way, he doesn't want any deportations of illegal immigrants, that includes violent criminals, for his first 100 days. And so these are radical positions that are way outside the mainstream. And so it really shows that the Democrat establishment, they don't have a problem with Bernie Sanders' ideas. They just have a problem with himself calling himself a socialist and being just so honest and transparent about how everyone's taxes, including the poor and those making only $29,000 a year, are going to see their taxes hiked under all of these candidates' radical, massive expansive of government into your daily life.
I think that's a beautiful encapsulation. That's exactly right. Bernie's too honest. We can't have him out there blowing all this stuff.
Right.
And there might be some people, too, in the establishment that are still there that are getting along. They'll put up with some of this. They're not as radical, and they need it to put this mantle. Here's the thing we've been talking about today that really bugs me. It's back to the deplorables comment. Biden last night, even Bloomberg, who's dropped out, and others, Liz, saying time to restore decency again. That's the word that sets me off. We have a local congresswoman that said she ran on that, Madeline Dean. We call her the Dean of Decency. And with listeners, this harkens back to the deplorables comment.
Decency.
There you go.
Right. It does. And what is it saying about the millions of Americans who support our president, a duly elected president who, by the way, I think the most important measure in politics, and I think many millions of my fellow Americans agree with me, is, oh, I don't know, following through on your promises, staying true to your word. I mean, is there anything more decent than that, delivering on issue after issue, telling the American people, being honest about why you're running for president? President Trump told you exactly why. He said, we need to get better trade deals. This is a mess. He said, we need to secure our border. We're a sovereign nation. He said, we need to get this economy going again. Washington is out of control. We need to drain the swamp. We're tired of corrupt politicians who use their power to enrich themselves while they shipped millions of American jobs overseas. That's what he ran on. And look what he's doing. He's delivering on all those issues. What, at 33 years, Joe Biden has been running for president. Can he still explain why? I mean, it's because of because of President Trump. That's why you're running? No, you don't have a rationale. You don't have a vision for the American people. You've been in the swamp for a half a century. What have you ever accomplished? President Trump's only been there for 3 years. And look at all the amazing things he's gotten done.
That is, that is a big contrast. That is
a huge contrast.
And we're going to see that play out. Now, we have Donna Brazile on Fox yesterday going after the head of the RNC and uttering again, if you talk brokered convention, I mean, you're an analyst, I'm an analyst, the head of the RNC is analyzing and saying, if Bernie Sanders does well, say in Michigan, there might be no one who get. And we thought yesterday that they'd be trying to stop Bernie. Donna Brazile then says, those are talking points. It's like from the Russian talking
points. So, Rana, go to hell. This is not about... No, go to hell. I'm tired of it, Ed. We're not trying to prevent anyone from becoming the nominee.
All right. Now, that may have... Yeah.
Doesn't that sum it up, hysterical, unhinged yelling about Russia? I mean, that's in the last 3 years. But look, wait a minute. I read somewhere about the DNC rigging it against Bernie. It was a horrible thing. It broke someone's heart. Oh, that was Donna Brazile, who wrote about it in a book and used it to sell books and said, yeah, the DNC, the fix was in for Hillary against Bernie. And so she's calling herself, her own book, which she used to sell and make money, I guess, full of Russian talking points. It's pathetic.
It is. And it's obvious that this is all they have. They're good assessors that none of these other people have a shot against President Trump. They're just banking on somehow or another that the media will prop this guy up, the decency,
right,
good fellow. The debates will be a bigger disaster. I think Bernie can hold his own. He's going to be honest, but he holds his own in debates. I don't think Joe Biden can against either Sanders or the president one-on-one.
I don't think at all. I don't think he's all over the place. I mean, it's a disaster. He's never been a compelling candidate, not in 1987, not in 2008, and certainly not now. But I love this point about, you know, the brokered convention and all of this. We're already pretty much seeing what happens at a brokered convention happening right before our very eyes. What did they used to call it? Collusion in plain sight? You have Harry Reid, the so-called kingmaker, the Democratic Party, coming out for Joe Biden. Suddenly, then you have Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg, who already had their ads bought for Super Tuesday, had no intention of leaving the race, and then suddenly they get behind Biden. I mean, these are the kind of side deals and shady backroom dealings of the Democrat establishment that we voted against in 2016. And they still haven't learned. They're going to try to prop up the swampiest candidate you could imagine. I don't think Bernie's supporters are going to be too happy about this. I think they're pretty angry right now at how the media and the Democrats are working together to try to resurrect a campaign that is a disaster. I mean, just watch it for yourself. Put on any Joe Biden event. It is a sad sight to see, and he certainly doesn't have what it takes against Bernie on a debate stage, or none of them have a chance against President Trump, let alone when you're actually looking at results and accomplishments in the state of the country and how we're winning again.
Absolutely. Liz, thank you very much. To be continued. Thanks for coming on today, as always.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds.
What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds?
Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs.
Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.